Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our Bible study on the church at Thyatira. And before we proceed, I want to go back to review something that we covered in our last program, because this is so important that you get grounded in this truth that I don't want you to forget it. So, of course, repetition is one of the best forms of teaching. So let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 13, and we'll read verses 4 through 5 again. This is Deuteronomy chapter 13 and verses 4 through 5. As you'll remember from our previous program, we were talking about in the Thyatira congregation, they had a person whose name was Jezebel, and she said that she was a prophetess. She was not a prophetess because God was not inspiring what she was saying. And in the Old Testament, this is what God said about people who were false prophets. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 13 and verses 4 through 5. You shall walk after Yahweh your God and fear Him and do what? Keep His commandments. Now I want to emphasize that because we're going to see the same language in the New Testament. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's saying here, you shall walk after Yahweh your God and fear Him. And then He describes how we should walk after Him. He says, keep His commandments and obey His voice. That's how we walk after Yahweh. That's how we fear Him. We should keep His commandments and obey His voice. Then in verse 5 it says, that prophet or dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken to you to deceive you, to turn you away from Yahweh your God. So obviously if God says to walk after me, Yahweh's in front of us, He's walking, we're walking behind Him, He obviously keeps His commandments because He's righteous, He's never sinned. We obviously should be walking along that same path of keeping His commandments. But the false prophet says no, step out from behind Yahweh and walk a different path that obviously is one that's not keeping His commandments. And Yahweh says if you encounter a person like that, you should put them to death. Okay? Now, I am not advocating that as the New Testament Church of Israel, the spiritual nation of Israel, that we should put people to death physically like the physical Old Testament nation of Israel did, but we in the church, the spiritual nation of Israel, should put people out of the church. We shouldn't execute them, but we should excommunicate them. So now let's go to the New Testament because we're going to see the same principle. First, we're going to read in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 15 through 17. This is 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 15 through 17, and it says that we should study earnestly to present ourselves approved of God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Why? Because we know how to rightly divide the word of truth. On the other hand, what we should be doing is we should be avoiding profane and vain babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. And this ungodliness is going to be like gangrene that eats away at the body and finally will consume the entire body. Instead of people putting up with that stuff, we should put people out of the church. And he says this, Paul again says this, in the first book of Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 20 now. This is the first epistle of Timothy in chapter 1 and verse 20. Paul says, I have delivered Hymenaeus and Philetus to Satan so that they may learn not to blaspheme. And as we saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, when we deliver someone to Satan, it means that we are excommunicating that person. We're putting them out of our fellowship so that to us they are dead. So no, we don't execute people so that they are literally dead, but we excommunicate people so that they are dead to us and that they are not influencing us with wrong doctrines. And now, to top this part off, because I said in the Old Testament we saw where God says that we have to keep His commandments, let's now go to 1 John chapter 2, and we'll read verses 3 through 4, because we're going to see here the same language about keeping his commandments. This is in 1 John chapter 2 and verses 3 through 4. This is how we can be sure that we have come to know God. When we do what? When we continually keep his commandments. The person who says, I have come to know God, but does not continually keep God's commandments, what does God say about a person like that? God says that that person is a liar. The truth is not in that person. That person is a false prophet. So there you have it, from both the Old Testament and the New Testament, the consistent message that those of us who walk after God, who have come to know God, have to keep his commandments. And if you ever find somebody teaching you that God's commandments are done away with, that we don't need to keep his commandments anymore, that person is not a true minister of God. They are a minister of Satan, the devil. They are not a true prophet. They are a false prophet. They are a liar. And the truth is not in that person. Now, some people will still say, well, you know, you're talking about being legalistic. All you have to do is have faith and accept Jesus. Well, it's true. We have to have faith and accept Jesus. It's true. We cannot earn our salvation. But God says, and this is from the Word of God, God says that the type of faith that saves us is the faith that is proven by our works. You go read that in the book of James. I'm going to leave that up to you to do. Go search that out in the book of James. It says that you show me your faith by what you say and, you know, all this kind of emotional stuff, and I'll prove to you my faith by what I do. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm going to follow what God says. Now, this part about God's commandments being done away with, and therefore people who teach that you should follow, or that you're legalistic if you follow the commandments. Well, it is true that the Ten Commandments written on two tables of stone were done away with. It is true that the Old Covenant is over with. But the Ten Commandments that were written on two tables of stone were simply a copy of God's greater spiritual law. God made a copy of them and gave them to Israel so that they could have them in black and white. They would have no excuse for their sin. And when they sinned, they judged themselves truly that they were sinners, because it was right there in black and white. They had no excuse. They knew exactly what sin was. So after God proved that, he destroyed the Ten Commandments written on two tables of stone, because that was just symbolic of them having a hard heart, a heart of stone. It was symbolic that the law was not on the inside of them. It was outside of them on two tables of stone. But under the new covenant, God says that he's going to write his laws in our hearts and in our minds. So now God, instead of writing the Ten Commandments on two tables of stone as he did under the old covenant, now under the new covenant, God says that he writes his laws on the two tables of our hearts and in our minds. That is symbolically saying that the law is inside of us, that we have soft hearts and soft minds where we can receive the love of God, where we can be transformed, where we can be a new creation. So no, it's not on our own power. There are none righteous, no, not one. But through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, we take on God's divine nature. In fact, it says that we are saved by grace, and even that, or we're saved by faith through grace, and even that is not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, so that nobody can boast. It's not of works. But we have been created in Christ Jesus for the purpose of good works. And so now let's read in Romans chapter 7. This is in Romans chapter 7. This is about the law. This is in Romans chapter 7. If you want to know what commandments God is talking about that you should keep in the New Testament, this is being spoken of, right? In the New Testament. In Romans chapter 7, verse 7, it says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Well, the false prophets out there, the false ministers out there, would have you think that the law is sin, that it's evil, that it's bad. But what does Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, say? He says, God forbid, that's a stupid thought, that's wrong. The law is not sin, no. I had not known sin except through the law, for I had not known what it meant to lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not lust, thou shalt not covet. And that's one of the Ten Commandments, right? That's right there in the New Testament. So how can it be that the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is talking about the Ten Commandments in the New Testament? Again, it's because the law is spiritual. The law that was given to Moses and the Israelites was simply a physical copy of the spiritual law. It was written on two tables of stone for a specific reason. When God's purpose had been fulfilled for writing it on the two tables of stone, then God did away with those two tables of stone. He did away with the old covenant. But because the law is spiritual, it is still in existence and it is still in force today. Now, if you don't believe that the law is spiritual, you haven't read Romans chapter 7 and verse 14. So read a little bit further. We read Romans 7 verse 7. Now let's read Romans 7 verse 14. For we know that the law is, if you have your Bibles open, say it with me. We know that the law is spiritual. If you didn't hear me, I'm going to say it again. For we know that the law is spiritual. So there you have it in the New Testament from the Word of God, that the commandments that we need to follow are the Ten Commandments. One of which says that thou shalt not covet. Another one says, you shall have no other gods before me. And so when it came to Jezebel, she was teaching people that they could follow after other gods. Or most likely what she was saying was, she was saying, follow this practice here, follow that practice there. And that practice was not something that was ordained by God. So they were using false pagan practices to worship God instead of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. They worship God with lies. And we should not be followers of that false prophet Jezebel. So if you have a minister that you're listening to, whether you're attending some congregation, you're watching them on TV, you're listening to them on the radio, if they are not teaching you to follow the spiritual law of God, which means the Ten Commandments and the letter and spirit of the law, then you know that they are false prophets. They are false ministers. They are not speaking under the inspiration of God. They are speaking under the inspiration of Satan the devil. And I'm not saying that these people are demon-possessed. I'm not saying that they're evil people. They may be very good people. They may be very persuasive people. They may do great things in the community. That's the same thing that was happening in Thyatira. God said, when he talked about the good things, I know your works, that you have love, that you have patience, that you've dealt with the poor in a wonderful way. I know all of those things. But that is not enough. You have to worship me not only in spirit, but also in truth. So, my friends, please study the scriptures. Check me out. See if I've misquoted any of these scriptures. Check out everybody that you hear and compare it with the Word of God. You need to be able to rightly divide the Word of truth. And that's why we call this program the ABCs of the Bible, because we try to step through the Bible step by step. A to B to C to prove the point. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line, precept upon precept, so that you can learn to be one who rightly divides the word of truth, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, but can stand up for the truth because you know the truth and you love the truth. Well, I hope you really love listening to this program, and I hope you'll come back for the next program. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.